This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salam ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een amma ba'd. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, peace and blessings on His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, peace and mercy of Allah be with you all. This is a short message, to encourage myself and yourself in this blessed month of Ramadan. And it's amazing, but praise be to Allah, as we thank Allah as well, that two-thirds of the month is up and we now face the last of the last 10 days, inshallah. And it's, of course, Ramadan itself is a blessed month. It requires juhud, meaning a struggle. We have to work hard through fasting and through developing our character, controlling our tongue and behavior. So all that's part and parcel of and that is requires effort. It's not an easy feat. The more laid back we're easy about it, it's an indication of how we're actually not trying to take the best and full advantage of the blessing and mercy and forgiveness that is on offer. So, praise be to Allah that we managed to get this far. And I know it's difficult. I never belittle and make it come across that it's easy. And I know all of us are feeling on top of that, the difficulty with the lockdown situation and not being able to see loved ones, not being able to have that human touch with those we love, and social media, although helps, alhamdulillah, but never compensates for that. And all the other things that are there as challenges in the lockdown, which I don't want to enlist now. But praise be to Allah who gave us Iman. Praise be to Allah who made us Muslim and believers, so that gives us a focus and a clear vision as to what the reality of life is it not so, brothers and sisters? But Ramadan, to remind ourselves, as we get towards the last 10 days and nights, the time for winding down is not started, brothers and sisters. It's like starting climbing a hill at the beginning of Ramadan, and now as we get, we're not started going down the hill, it's carrying on up the hill, and we need to actually, its peak is actually to be reached by the end of Ramadan. You could say Laylatul Qadr and beyond, and not to give up until the peak is actually the night before the Eid al-Fitr. So, and that's the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as is reported in a couple of hadith in Bukhari Muslim, one from Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, qalat, kana nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha dakhala al-ashr al-awakhir, yani fi Ramadan, ahya al-layla wa ayqadha ahla wa shadda al-mi'zar. So Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he entered the last 10 days of Ramadan, in other words, that he would stay up all night, in other words, stay up all night in ibadah, in dhikr, and contemplation. Not just stay up all night. Some of us have the idea of staying up all night, unfortunately, it's just, you know, just chatting and playing games and things like that. That's not the idea here. It's not just about staying up. We're staying up with a very important purpose, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a focused and concentrated effort between doing salah, between contemplating, between reading Quran, doing dhikr, having a break and a rest as well. No harm in all that. And then he would wake up his family, waking up his family either to do part of the night, not necessarily the whole of the night, the indication is, if they can. And waking up family here doesn't mean kicking people out of bed or out of anger, the children or others in the family. And if they don't get up, in the night, as though they've committed some grave sin, because in the end, there's great encouragement and barakah, of course, in this, but it is to be done through love, brothers and through and sisters, and through mercy towards one another as husband and wives, and then to the rest of the family, from the children in the household, or whoever else is there. An encouragement through love, and if they're not able to get up in these nights, even to do to nawafil, they haven't committed any grave sin. The obligation is the fasting, for those it's obligated on, and the five daily prayers, the fard prayers. The rest is with an encouragement to reap the rewards and get forgiveness and mercy. So, of course, there's great encouragement from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his example. So, ahya layla wa aykada ahla, he would wake up his family. In other words, encourage them to partake of the rewards that are on offer. Wa shaddal mi'zar, and tighten his mezar, is from izar, the lower garment. And the ulama had various views in regards to that, from the best of which, and actually both views are inclusive in this. Some said it means that he would gird up his loins, and tightening the lower garment means to get ready to do hard work. So in regards to jihad, as it were, to struggle, to do the ibadah even more, so that you're reaching that pinnacle. Whatever we're doing in the Ramadan, in the rest of Ramadan, we'll be doing more now, and that's the idea of shadd al-mi'zar, tightening the belt, as it was, on the lower garment. Also, it is said by ulama that it also means not sleeping in the nights in the last tent with the wives, which would also fit, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do i'tikaf, which was in the masjid, and the Quran is clear about those who are doing i'tikaf. وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, and you don't have the marital relationship when you are doing i'tikaf in the masjid. So it would cover that meaning as well, and the idea of both are included. The idea of tightening the belt would of working hard is brought in another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ in Sahih Muslim. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في العشر الأواخر ما لا يجتهد في غيره. In this month, in the last 10 days, he would work hard in ibadah and contemplation, growing closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and with good deeds and giving. Included all that in the last 10 more than he did in the rest of it. So we see the beautiful example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can never reach that level and that pinnacle, but his example is there as an encouragement for us. This is not time to slacken. This is a time for us to try harder, and it is not too late, despite all the mistakes that we've made, brothers and sisters, in the days that have gone by, and we'll be thinking, oh, I didn't take advantage of that, and I missed out on that, and I've missed out, and I should have done more Quran, I should have done more contemplation, I should have spent less time on other social media things, etc. It is not too late, brothers and sisters. Don't think I'll leave it till the next Ramadan, because we may never reach the next Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're still in that beautiful, blessed month. The gates of paradise are still open and flung open. The gates of hellfire are still closed before things go back to normality, and the shaitans are still restrained and chained. So this is a reminder, an encouragement for you And as I encourage myself to carry on, and inshallah, to try and pick up the gear, to strive harder. The objective is to grow closer to our Creator. Glory be to Him. If we achieve that, then that is really the real goal and objective, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to fill our hearts with iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us through the light of His guidance, through the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us examples for others. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide humanity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift this pandemic from humanity, and keep us always on Siratul Mustaqim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through us help others on Siratul Mustaqim towards Him and to His worship, and save us from the fire of hell and give a place in His Jannah. Allahumma ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.